From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather, scattered showers this afternoon, 40% chance, cloudy and a high of 50. Tonight, cloudy, drying up for a few hours, patchy fog overnight down to 37. Fog tomorrow morning, then cloudy and 51. Wednesday night, rain likely, and looking for a low of 38. And on Thursday, more rain. In fact, that may be a very aggressive day in terms of rain, and 100% chance of rain, half inch expected on Thursday, and a high temperature of 51. It is 47 degrees right now. KQEN News Time, 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Normally about now, this time of year, in the midst of February, we'd be doing this program live from the Douglas County Fairgrounds to talk about the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart. It's happening this year, but it's happening like everything else a bit differently. Joe Pate is a longtime promoter and organizer of this show who joins us from Maine, where it's even colder than it is in the Willamette Valley of Oregon right now. Joe, just how cold is it in Maine where you are?
We're in the 20s. Nothing like here in the balmy weather you're enjoying. And we had an ice storm here that so far we're still in power, but it's like shoveling sand around your home.
Wow.
12 inches of it. Yeah, it's pretty heavy and granular.
So let's talk about the Sportsman's Show. So many things, people had to really rethink how they do things in the midst of this pandemic situation. But I understand that even before all of this hit, you were kind of thinking about having an online version of things that you do here in Roseburg and other places as well.
Well, Kyle, back in July at a staff meeting, we were talking about the pandemic and the manner in which it was being managed. And we recognized that even if at that time it had evaporated, which it certainly hasn't, but had it, we thought that our older clientele, 55 plus, is a very important buying element of our patronage. And we thought they might be unable or unwilling to attend the show even if the COVID issues had gone away. So we decided that we would gear up and create a virtual show to run alongside the live show as a supplement for those that might be unable or unwilling to come. So to a live show. So obviously, since the pandemic began, Kyle, I've spent some 50,000 miles in a plane. And if in September or October I'd asked my fellow passengers at the end of a flight how many thought the pandemic was a threat to them or a concern to them, 1 out of 10. As things got closer, the people, probably 9 out of 10 by the end of December, were concerned to the point, or actually fearful. So we made the decision to transition into the virtual show at that time. We had a live show going right until, I would say, end of December, and then the path to conducting a live show became impossible because of the fact that we had more exhibitors than we were allowed people in a room, in a building.
So I imagine then that's really, you've got to kind of think out of the box at that point and really redesign everything.
Well, you know, here's our dynamic. We rent facilities, we grab exhibitors and involve them in the show, and then invite the patrons to come and get the exhibitor's message. So the dynamic hasn't changed, but we did realize that we'd have to alter the manner in which we deliver the goods, so to speak. So, you know, one thing that we can do is still present, and we still felt that it was important to keep our exhibitors in touch, in front of, if you will, the patrons. And it's also at a time of year when they're looking for us. Like, I'm pining away, Kyle. You and I have been doing this interview for, I don't know, 20 years or something like that. I mean, before KQEN was even here, you were here. So, and I was here. So, you know, it's difficult to be presenting a show online, but difficult. It's like having a new venue. So we have created some new things, and we've got some new problems to worry about. Instead of a leak in a roof, perhaps, or a or a broken door or a table that's not properly skirted, we have other issues we have to deal with in the cyber world that we've been meeting and so far meeting the challenge and so far been successful with.
So let's talk about some of the things that people can see. And of course, as folks continue listening during the broadcast at the end, we'll kind of explain how to connect in with this. But one of the emphasis you've always had is having exhibitors, having displays, having people there to connect with kids and encourage them in learning about sportsmen's activities and about the outdoors.
Right. Well, you know, again, it's keeping to the same dynamic. We've always believed that if you want to educate, in other words, present the message of our exhibitors, you must engage their attention. And so we have always had live animal acts or birds. We've had of the various types of shooting, you know, the BB gun range, the archery range with Kurtz, and the ODF&W shooting and range. So we've always had, and of course, how can I forget the Pepsi fish pond, which has always been a big hit, and our own giant fish tank that's been an attraction. Well, you can still visit with a bear online. You can still see the parakeet paradise by going to the website of the Birdman. You can still see these seminars that we have, which we'll get onto in a minute, but basically still trying to make it as attractive and engaging as possible, considering it's online. Now, you asked about how. You simply go to exposureshows.com starting Friday and running all the way till the next Thursday, and you'll click. It's very easy. Even I can do it. You click on it, and you enter this, which basically I would call a flip book, and you go through the various different categories of exhibitors. For instance, boating, guides, inns, lodges, and destinations, advocacy groups and governmental agencies, boats, RVs, power sports, lifestyles. You can even get some jerky from B&D Meats, from Bart Guthrie out there by simply ordering from his website. So you basically click into the show and proceed along the various, you keep, you know, turning pages, much like a catalog you would if you had a book in front of you. And you're welcome to visit at that time any of the exhibitors in the show. They all have their own giveaways, but for starters, we've got a grand prize that's pretty stellar. It's you can choose between a fishing adventure in La Paz, Mexico with Baja Pirates, or a fishing adventure in Alaska at Point Baker with Point Baker Lodge. So those are just a couple. I mean, we also have a Clint Newell's giving away a winch, and we have Eagle Bay Rentals has a two-day stay at their beautiful site. So we have all kinds of offerings to entice people as they thumb through the show.
Wow. You know, it's the other thing, too, that fascinates me about being able to do this way. A lot of times you come to the show, you come out on a Friday after work, maybe you come out, spend some time Saturday, then you get busy with the rest of your life, and somebody asks you a question, and you're thinking, I wish I had time to go back and take a look at that exhibit again or talk to that particular exhibitor again. Well, now you can access the information by just going back to the website.
Exactly. And you can see in the comfort of your own home at any time it's convenient to you after the kids are in bed, or if you wanted to have a little visit the sportsman show party or order your jerky party, you could actually just sit there and thumb through it and find whatever you're particularly looking for. And then each of the exhibitors in the show, you have their links where you can just touch on the link and you'll go right to their show. So if you have an interest in a particular boat or a particular like we have Twisted Trailer, for instance, in the show, or any of these types of things, you can actually go to their website. And that's the idea, is to link them. We're trying to just keep our exhibitors in front of the public at a time when it's difficult to do that.
Well, and given the past 11 months, I think a lot of people, we certainly saw this last year for socially distanced, kind of take your family, take a couple friends with you, outdoor activities. I mean, Oregon parks last year, the rural areas, people were really getting out more than ever. People want to get out, do some hunting, some fishing, find some things to do to
escape. You're still there. I lost you.
We are still there. Got you there. But people want to get outdoors to escape the being locked in during the winter and this whole pandemic situation. So looks like you've got a great opportunity, great way for people to do that.
Kyle, you know, absolutely true. You think about this. Sporting goods and outdoor recreation are through the roof. So that there's been a tremendous return. We've actually broadened the audience or the potential for patrons at our shows because so many more people are returning back to the outdoors, if you will, like getting back to nature, but getting back to the outdoors. And that includes the industries that have really been a beneficiary of this interest are the boating industry, the RV industry, the power sports industry, whether it's sleds or ATVs, these, and of course, sporting goods. So there's been a tremendous interest in getting geared up for whatever your particular outdoor recreation interest is, and that's where we fit in. And we do have a wide swath, a breadth of outdoor recreational interests of the exhibitors in the show, not all of them, but many. And so our idea is to get them out, get people out there to thumb through this. And the other thing I think that our show does, especially in the smaller markets, is we just stir up interest in outdoor recreation just by having our advertising on and showing the various things that we do. And for those attractions that can't be here this year, you know, and to underscore our own commitment to get back to live shows, is we intend to have a resounding return to live shows in 2022.
Joe Pate is the organizer of the Exposure Shows, the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show. We'll talk more about it, what's available online starting later this week when we come back after a two-minute break. The interview, a podcast at 541radio.com after 1, 1247 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, Lars Larson at 1. And we're talking about the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart, a virtual show this year at exposureshows.com. Joe Pate joining us from 20-degree icy Maine, longtime organizer of the show. One of the things I've always appreciated, Joe, is that you don't assume that everybody that comes to one of these is already somebody who knows a lot. And so to provide a great education element, you have got a lot of seminar presenters people can hear. And this year they can do the same just in a virtual format. Talk about some of the seminar speakers.
Well, I should mention that we're bringing this show, thanks to our sponsors, we're bringing this show to everyone for free. You just have to click on our website and you go to the show. And yes, regarding seminars, we've got Jody Smith, the Kokanee Kid, Davy Jones, Charles Luce, the Coast Guard Auxiliary are doing several seminars on boating safety. Got the Derek LeBlanc of his interest is in firearm safety for kids. He's with the KidSafe program. He's actually the KidSafe Foundation, and he founded the KidSafe Foundation here in the area. And he's a very popular guy at our shows because he has the live, real BB gun range that you see that the Bi-Mart is sponsors for him. And he's done a great job with that. And he's going to be actually delivering a seminar on, what is he entitled? Firearm Safety for Kids. And Davy Jones will be talking about Kokanee jig fishing tips and tactics, long lining for Kokanee, downrigger tips and tactics. And the Kokanee Kid will be talking about what to know before you go and understanding Kokanee, kind of a nod to the fact that a lot of the people with Kokanee fishing in particular are new to the game. And so the what to do before you go is a great idea. And, of course, Jody Smith is just, over the years, one of our, without question, our lead speaker and a wonderful person as well. And he's going to do a seminar on surf perch fishing, well, as they say in Maine, surf perch fishing, and also on turkey hunting tactics. And Charles Luce, who you read in the paper and hear on the news and the television all the time about the problems they have with the bar, Charles Luce is he's going to deliver seminars on crossing the bar like a pro. And honestly, his roadmap for planning safe bar crossing based on tide and other factors is truly worthwhile for those that he believes he can create the captain that you're supposed to be, which if he was dealing with me, he'd have a lot of work in front of him. But those are just the seminar packages. These guys have done a great job in putting together. Again, you will in the show, you'll see the title, you will click on it, and you'll be brought to their presentation. So there's some interactive aspects of this. You sign up for the grand prizes, and throughout the show, the various prizes that the different exhibitors are offering as well. It's a worthwhile experience, and like I said, it's free, and we're doing everything we can to make it as interesting and engaging as possible.
So it begins later this week, and it's up for 6 days, which gives people a lot of opportunity to go through everything. Maybe they don't have time to go in depth the first time around, but they could, get home after work, spend an hour on it every night for a few nights, or spend some time over the weekend, come back to it the next week. That's one of the neat options about these virtual presentations, is that, it's not like in person. When you leave the building, you've left the building. Well, here all you have to do is log back in and take a look at things again.
Yeah, very true. And, in addition to having it offered for the 7 days beginning on Friday morning, 24/7, we're also bringing it back in from March 12th to 31st in an encore presentation. So if you missed something or someone and you want to get back in touch with them, you're certainly able to do that, as we'll have that thing available again March 12th to 31. So this is another thing that it allows us to do. Is in the show season, we're always kind of caught right in February, and February is a great time because there's not a whole lot to do, and a lot of times the rivers are blown out, so we get a lot of people that come and are able to enjoy our shows, which our shows are really not so much sportsman outdoor recreation shows. I think I would call our shows the celebration of the outdoor recreation opportunities in a market. It's really the celebration of the culture of being outdoors, hunting, fishing, camping, backpacking, hiking, biking, RVing, ATVing, boating, etc., and everything in between, as well as the products and services that both support it and that are also peripheral to the outdoor recreation world.
You go all over the place dealing with these shows, but I mean, for a lot of folks, one of the reasons they live here is all the options you just mentioned. I mean, we're kind of ground zero for all these types of activities.
Yeah, Oregon is beloved to me because of that very reason. The outdoor, the appreciation for outdoor recreation. I mean, when we surveyed heavily, we were looking at, lost my train of thought there. Oh, about 85% of the public in these markets participate in some form of outdoor recreational activity and own an RV, ATV, boat, or similar outdoor recreational vehicle. I mean, it's interesting to note that people all have their outdoor recreational enthusiasts. I think Oregon has a very, very high percentage. Almost everyone that you speak with has some type of personal outdoor recreational interest and absolutely participates in them. Cycling, for instance, hiking, biking, backpacking. All of these things, the camping aspects, it's camping is a culture. RVing is a culture. Boating is a culture, you see. So, and then in the duning and RVing, in hinterlands is also a part of the culture of Oregon. And so we always have just we're just players in the game. We like to bring people together and talk about their experiences and have fun with hopefully with experts in their fields and the purveyors and vendors and exhibitors of the various products and messages from the governmental agencies and advocacy groups. And that's what we attempt to do here with the celebration of the outdoor recreational culture in these particular markets.
About 40 seconds left, Joe. Again, remind folks how to access this show beginning Friday.
Well, on Friday, you'll go to exposureshows.com. That's exposureshows.com. And there'll be plenty of promotional opportunities out there. But you go to the website, it is a large starburst that says click on the show, and you do. Make sure you sign up for the grand prize, certainly, and all of the other wonderful offerings, and enjoy the show. And it's also, it's a see and shop. And we're, look at, for instance, Kakadu Traders. They do a tremendous business in outdoor gear, and they're online. They're ready to go. And so you can see and shop to your heart's content 24/7 online.
All right, Joe Pate, the Seven Feathers Sportsman's and Outdoor Recreation Show presented by Bi-Mart, exposureshows.com. Joe, thanks for being on.
Kyle, thank you and KQEN for having me. Appreciate the time and look forward to talking a little more this week.
All right, 1258, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.